It's not just in Melbourne where independents are ruffling the coalition's feathers. In Sydney, the seats of Wentworth and North Sydney are also being targeted. When our reporter Gavin Coote visited North Sydney, he found voters who'd lost faith with the Liberals and weren't fussed by the possibility of a hung parliament.
Stretching along the lower North Shore, the seat of North Sydney has been in Liberal hands for all but 6 years, since World War II. But voters like businessman Chris are keen for a change.
There aren't that many moderates in the Liberal Party, and it seems a real shame. But at the same time, I think the Teal independents are sending a really strong message to Canberra about women and about climate change, and I think they'll usher in a new era.
Liberal Trent Zimmerman holds North Sydney by a margin of more than 9%. Independent Kylie Tink is campaigning on a platform of climate change action and integrity.
I think he's going to struggle. I really do. Yeah, I think it's the time of the independents at the moment, and that should send a message to both parties, I think.
Do you think people around here are just hoping to give the government or the Liberal Party a bit of a scare, or do they really want to...
Yes, I think they are, and I think everyone's got fairly complacent, and I think that complacency is the thing that's actually spurring people to just kind of give a bit of a middle finger. Don't get too cocky because, you know, we can change things very easily.
Northbridge jeweller Peter Prischel has Kylie Tink's campaign posters in his shop window.
She's got a lot of people out there working for her, a lot of people really, you know, placards on the bridge, Cameray Bridge down there, and people riding bicycles, towing placards, you know, there's a lot going on. Shirts on and houses everywhere, so she's certainly got a lot of support.
Other locals also seem on board.
I've got nothing against him, I think he's quite a good guy, but I don't want to vote for the Morrison government, and I think she can do some good with climate change and that sort of thing, you know.
And what if we have a hung parliament? How do you feel about that prospect?
Good. I think that'll make everyone try harder.
For days, the Prime Minister has been warning voters that electing what he calls a cavalcade of independents would cause chaos and be a threat to Australia's security. Independent Zali Steggall, who snatched the neighbouring seat of Warringah from former PM Tony Abbott at the last election, sees it differently.
I would say a balanced parliament is not a threat to national security. A balanced parliament is a threat to Scott Morrison's employment security.
And she says voters have nothing to fear from independents and crossbenchers possibly holding the balance of power in a hung parliament.
What I've observed over the last 3 years is a chaotic coalition government. I've observed someone like Barnaby Joyce when he was in the backbenches, often threatening to cross the floor and using threats to government as a way of gaining power and gaining ascendance within the National Party room. I've seen Craig Kelly leave the Liberal Party and really hold the government to ransom on what he would and wouldn't support. I've seen George Christensen cross the floor and threaten to cross the floor around vaccine mandates and things like that. So a majority government can be just as chaotic.
Independent member for Warringah, Zali Steggall, ending Gavin Coote's report.